It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Tuesday, July 22nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Efforts to secure signatures for a petition to put a bond referendum before voters this fall to fund up to $30 million in renovations, upgrades, and improvements to Charles City High School are off to a strong start. Superintendent Brian Bernite says within just over a week into the campaign, they're close to half the signatures required.
We need a minimum of 621. We've been working closely with the auditor's office. We would like to be in the mid-700s because sometimes well-intended people will sign the document a couple times. And that's fine. But we want to make sure we have 621 that are perfect, all the I's and dotted and T's are crossed. So we'll probably shoot for 750. And I think we're well on our way. I would say we're probably closing in on 300 signatures. Okay.
A $27 million bond referendum failed to pass in November 2023, with almost a third of the money targeted for a new performing arts auditorium. Bernite says they're taking a different approach to building improvements this time around.
One of the things that came forward was that maybe the scope of the theater and the timeline of the theater was too large, along with people wanting to be really sensitive about taxes and getting their value for their dollars. So we really listened to that. And so on this first phase, the theater is not part of that initial $30 million request. It's really about reshaping classrooms for modern learning and instruction.
Bernite adds that they also want to address basic needs such as improved security, becoming more ADA compliant, and increasing fire safety.
These are proven, durable changes that we would make. We're not looking at some new item that maybe is like a architectural flourish. I know a lot of people have expressed concerns to me about, you know, the treehouse design. There will be nothing like that. There'll be nothing like a treehouse. There'll be nothing like an outdoor patio for this high school improvements. These are really bare-bone, modern classrooms that have nice fixtures, nice features. Everything makes sense and is very practical.
Bernite also notes that he, as well as members of the Bond Referendum Campaign Committee, are available to talk to civic groups and organizations to explain the bond referendum in detail. The petition to get the measure on the November 4th ballot must be submitted to the Floyd County Auditor's Office by noon September 19th. Passage of the bond will require a 60% supermajority yes vote. Language of the petition being circulated is included with this story on our station website. Cost-wise, renovations to City Hall and the Police Department in Charles City have reached about 20% of the projected $5 million makeover. During Monday night's City Council meeting, City Engineer John Follows presented a request for the latest payment to the contractor.
The amount of the payment request is $399,633.52. With this payment, the city has paid Kingland Construction a little over $930,000.
Paula says the latest payment covers largely earthwork and concrete, as well as demolition and HVAC work. Mayor Dean Andrews says they expect to get an update on the project's timeline on Wednesday, with indications thus far that they're on schedule.
As much as there is a schedule, we're pretty much on it. But sometimes if something needs to be done and they move from that thing to this thing, they seem to be very confident things were going along as planned.
Completion of the makeover is targeted for sometime in spring 2026. Due to ongoing construction, the utility payment drop box at the old City Hall has been moved to the temporary physical location for city offices at 507 Clark Street. The drop box is located in the parking lot to the west of the building. Charles City Police Department continues to operate out of their temporary location at 623 Beck Street, which also houses code enforcement and parks and recreation. A Northeast Iowa woman is ready to transport donations to aid flood victims in the Kerrville, Texas area. Tina Kenningsfield of Cresco says they have a 27-foot trailer full of donation items that will head for Texas Thursday morning. That's not the only vehicle headed south.
We've also been donated a camper to give to the families there or even the workers that might need it, because in calling down there and talking with the individuals in Kerrville in charge of kind of like the epicenter there, they said you need to provide your own accommodations because obviously, I'm sure, the hotels around are full and families relocated. And so we need to find our own accommodations. So the person that's donating their camper said that we could stay in it. And then once we're going to be coming back, we just leave it down there. Give it to whomever can use it the most.
Kenningsfeld says she and her daughter will head for Texas Wednesday morning. Once there, they'll be ready to lend a helping hand during their stay, with plans to return July 29th. She adds, whatever you can do to help is greatly appreciated.
We want to make a difference for the families and the people in Texas. We want them to know that we're there for them. even from Iowa, even from Howard County, Chickasaw County, we're here for them and we want to make a difference for them. Even if I can serve a cup of coffee and listen to what they're going through, I am absolutely all for it. So I want everybody to know that just because, you know, oh, I live a long ways away or I can't help or I can't do this, you absolutely can. It's always appreciated, and I just hope we can make a difference.
Monetary donations for Texas flood victims are also welcome. To learn more, call Koenigsfeld at 507-272-3043 or reach out through Messenger at Tina Koenigsfeld on Facebook. A Minnesota man is facing multiple charges in North Iowa after he is accused of having inappropriate sexual contact with a juvenile female. The Osage Police Department says 26-year-old Erilyn Rose of Dodge Center, Minnesota, was arrested July 15th for grooming and purchase, possession, depiction of a minor in a sex act, both Class D felonies. He also faces one count of telephone dissemination of obscene material to a minor, an aggravated misdemeanor. According to criminal complaints, OPD was alerted on June 30th to Rose's alleged activity by an ex-girlfriend after she found inappropriate exchanges between him and a minor female and provided a video recording of her scrolling through Rose's Facebook messages. OPD says it appears that Rose persuaded the girl into a sexual conversation slash photo-based relationship, with explicit photos and videos being sent back and forth between the two, with one encounter dated March 10, 2025. OPD says Rose admitted to the inappropriate contact, that he knew the victim was only 16, and approached the possibility of meeting the girl for sex, though he also sent messages, "When you're 18. Rose is being held in the Mitchell County Jail on $5,000 cash-only bond. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing July 25th in Mitchell County District Court. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.